Granny Zabin, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, there seems to be an epidemic of people disappearing in Pine Ridge. Not long after Elizabeth and little Pearl disappeared from Abner's household, a strange woman came to town and disappeared as suddenly as she appeared, leaving her baby in Lum and Abner's store. And now the baby, too, has vanished. A second note from the Black Pelican warning them again not to communicate with the police in regard to the baby has only served to confuse the old fellows. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
No, Mousy, I don't want you to track down the Black Pelican for me. Just tell me if you found any clues about the baby. You ain't, huh? Well, that's all I wanted to know. Yeah, goodbye, Mousy. No, I don't want to report on the Black Pelican. Goodbye.
Ain't found out nothing about the baby, huh?
No. Well, I don't know where else to look at, man. Looks like the little fella's gone for good, don't it?
Well, he might turn up again, Mom. You never can tell.
Well, I don't know how. Somebody take him. And if they're going to bring him back, they'd bring him back by now.
Yeah, well, maybe his mama got lonesome for him, so she just borrowed him for a couple of days.
No. If it was her, she would have just told us about it. Ain't no sense in a mama seeing her own young. She could have just come here and got him. We'd get him back to her.
Yeah, I think so. Well, maybe he just crawled out of his crib by himself and sort of went.
That couldn't be it. We would have found him by now if he'd have done that.
Yeah.
Couldn't have went further. Besides, the only way he could get out of his crib is to fall out, and he would have heard him do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else to suggest, but I believe he'll come back. You keep telling Elizabeth and little Pearl will come back, and they've been missing longer than a baby has.
Well, that's different. They've grown up to where they know where their home's at, how to get back to it.
Yeah.
Little Lum's just a baby.
Well, yeah. Who'd you say?
You know who I said. Little Lum.
You mean little Charlie Abner?
I do not.
Or Abner Charlie. I don't know which way I like it best.
Well, it don't matter which way, because neither one of them is his name. I've decided definite on calling him Little Lum. Seems to fit him better.
It don't know such a thing. I ain't gonna sit here now and let him go through life with such a name as Little Lum. I'll do my not anything before I let that happen to him.
Well, all right then, Abner. We won't name him that. But we ain't gonna name him Abner neither, I can tell you that right now.
Well, what's wrong with Abner for a name?
I just don't like it, that's all. We'll compromise by naming him after either one of us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just compromise. We'll call him Charlie.
No, we ain't gonna call him Charlie.
Well, that ain't naming after either one of us. Neither me or you's got that name.
I don't know that, but wait a minute. There ain't no point in arguing about naming a baby that we ain't got no more.
Huh?
And I'd be willing to name him anything if we'd just get him back. I'm sort of getting used to having him around, you know what, Ed? I just thought the world and all of that little fun.
Oh, he's cute. Well, Lum, if we do get him back, let's just say if we do, would you be willing to name him Abner Charlie?
Well, I don't know. I'd hate to do it, but yeah, I believe it. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's my ring. Might be something about the baby right now.
Yeah, well, answer my question now, would you, Lum?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, Dad, blame it.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Lum Edders talking. Who? Oh, howdy, Cedric. Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Yeah, Cedric wants to talk to you, Abner.
You want to say what he wanted, did he?
No.
Hello? Yeah, what is it, Teddy? Why, of course I'm here at the store. This is me talking, ain't it? Why, no, I ain't home. Now, what gives you a silly idea like that?
Boy, get you up more mixed up than anyone you may ever know.
Well, for the land's sake, what, did you look in the window or anything? Well, I do know.
What is it, Em?
Yeah, well, sort of keep eye on the place for me, Cedric. Don't get caught or nothing, though.
What is it, Em?
Yeah, well, much obliged for calling. Yeah, let me know if you see anything else. All right, Cedric. Goodbye.
What happened?
It's that Black Pelican. That's who it is, Lum. I know that's who it is.
Well, what's he done?
Well, I don't know exactly, but Cedric just drove by my place a little bit ago and he seen the back door open.
Well, maybe you left it open yourself.
No, I never neither. I keep that thing locked all the time. Inside, Cedric saw the door closed just as he was going by there. So he got out of his car and snuck up to the house and peeked in the window there.
And what did he see?
Nothing. Not a thing in the world. Doggy, that pelican feller must be a ghost now.
Oh, there ain't no such thing as a ghost ever.
Well, whatever he is, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the police department at the county seat.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You can't do
that. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. There's too many curious things going on around here.
How do you know it was the black pelican, though?
That's bound to be who it is. He's the one that's doing all this stuff around here. First, Elizabeth and little Pearl disappears, and then that woman left her baby here with us, and then she disappeared, and well, now the baby's gone. I know if we ain't careful, it's going to be might now half of this town disappear before we know what's going on around here.
Yeah, I admit it's a mighty huge thing happening, but don't forget what the black pelican said about getting in touch with the police.
I don't care what he said, Long. I ain't going to sit there and let him get away with nothing more, I'll tell you that.
Well, he wrote us a note and warned us again doing that.
I know he did, but I don't care. I'm going to report him anyway. And if he did any harm to Elizabeth and little Pearl, I know that I'll never in this world be able to forgive myself for sitting back and not turning him before then.
Well, I know he ain't did no harm to them,
haven't he? Well, he might have. You don't know, Long. I tell you, Lum, I've just got to find out where they're at and get them back. I've just got to do it. That's all there are to it.
Well, I know how you feel, Abner. That's true. But if you call the police, there ain't no telling what might happen to the baby. And us, too.
I don't care. Elizabeth and Pearl means too much to me, Lum, to sit around here and not do nothing. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm going to call them up and report them.
Get away from that telephone.
I'm going to call the police now. I don't get out. I'll get that black telephone if it's the last thing I ever do.
Give me that receiver.
Let go, Long. Now, don't hang it up, Long.
Oh. There. Now, don't do that again, Abner.
Well, Mom, we can't just let that black pelican fella run loose. There's no telling what he might do around here next. Everybody in this town's life's in danger as long as that fella's running loose.
Listen, Abner, if you'll just calm down for a second, I'll tell you something.
Well, I ain't got time to listen to nothing,
Mom. Sit down there and listen to me.
Oh, dead blame it. I've got to do something to protect Elizabeth, Mom. Got to get her away from that pelican now. That's all there are to it.
Well, the pelican ain't got her.
Well, how do you know he ain't?
Because I know who the black pelican is.
Well, you know who he is?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I weren't aiming on telling you this, Abner, but I can see right now I've got to do it.
Well, who is it, Mom? Who is it somebody here in this town? Tell me who it is, Mom. Who is it?
Yeah. The fact is, it's somebody right here in this store.
In the store? Oh, my goodness. Get me a club. Hand me that broom there. Whereabouts is it? I know he's let me at it.
Well,
come on out. Double dog dare you to come out.
Easy, Abner, and don't get no club.
Huh?
You're looking at the black pelican right now. It's me.
You?
Yeah. That's right. It's me.
Well, Freddy Lent, what have you did with Elizabeth, Mom?
I ain't done nothing with her. All I done was write them notes we got.
You mean that you was the one that wrote them notes that we got from the black pelican?
Yes, sir. I admit it sounds sort of silly now, but it was the only way I could study up to keep the baby.
Is that why you done it?
Yeah. I reckon I just hated to come right out and admit how much I wanted to keep little Lum.
Little who?
The baby.
Oh.
You correct that day we both agreed we'd take him to the county seat and turn him over to the police?
Yeah, sure. I recollect that.
Well, when I went out to the feed room to get him ready for the trip, I got this idea. So I wrote that first note, and I slipped out the back door and went around the front and stuck the note in the front screen door while you and Cedric were talking in here.
Well, I do know. I never seen you do that.
Well, I was awful careful to see that you never seen me.
Yeah, well, was you the one that put that $10 bill in that second note?
Yeah, I done that because I figured you'd get to thinking we were spending too much money on on the baby, and then you're going to get shut up.
Oh, is that what you figured?
I knowed how upset you'd been over Elizabeth being gone and all, and I never didn't know whether you actually wanted us to keep the baby or not.
No.
But I reckon I went to a lot of trouble for nothing, because he's gone now anyway. More likely, I won't never see him again. He was such a cute little fella, too.
Mom?
Yeah?
You want to know something?
What do you mean? Know something about what?
Well, you won't get mad at me, will you, Mom?
Get mad at you?
Yeah.
Now, what have you done now?
Well, now, you promised me you won't get mad now, Mom.
Well, all right, but it better not be nothing serious. What is it?
Do you know what's out at this Pomeroy place?
Pomeroy place?
Yeah.
You mean out the edge of town here?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of a question is that?
Well, answer me. Do you know?
Well, of course not. I never get way out there where they live at.
Well, I'll tell you. It's the baby.
The baby's out the Pomeroy place?
Yeah, little Charlie.
Well, how in the world did he get out there?
I had Cedric take him out there.
Had Cedric? You did?
Yeah, I hid him out there because I was afraid that that black pelican would take him away from us, or else you'd change your mind, take him into the county seat, and turn him over to the police.
You was afeard I'd do that?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you actually wanted to keep the baby or not, Tom.
Well, I do know.
I reckon I went to a lot of trouble for nothing, too.
Abner?
Yeah?
You know, a couple of silly old fellers like me and you oughtn't to be raising no babies.
No, I reckon you're right, Mom.
We ain't actual fit for the job.
No, come right down to it, we ain't.
But I, Granny, I'd like to see anybody try and stop us doing.